It's one halacha from the Gemara Erubin on Daf Kuf Gimal. There the Gemara discusses the isur of removing warts from one's body on Shabbat. The conclusion of the Gemara there is that it is forbidden to remove a wart on Shabbat, whether it is a moist wart, which means it's live flesh, or it is dried up, whether you remove it with your hands, and certainly if you remove it with a vessel, a keli, whether you remove it yourself, or whether it is removed by somebody else. That is the exact conclusion that Maran in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Mem Halacha Bet, and I quote, Asur lachtoch yebelet megufo ben biyad, ben bekeli, ben lo, ben leacher. And the Kaf Ayin brings down, and from the Rambam, whether it is lach or yavesh, also would be asur. Now, that might not be the most common case of removing warts, but the principle is that live flesh is forbidden to remove on Shabbat. So the question would be, if a person, let's say, has some flesh that's dried up under his hair, for example, on his scalp, and he wants to scratch his scalp, and that'll cause like some, I guess they call it dandruff, to be removed from the scalp. That would be asur on Shabbat. Of course, if the dandruff is already on there and you just want to shake it out, so that would be permissible because it's already not attached. But to scratch one's head, you know, in a strong manner, where he's definitely going to, you know, pull off some of that dried skin if a person has that type of scalp, so one should be careful on Shabbat. However, it would be permissible to remove a scab on a wound on Shabbat, because the scab is just like the dried blood that's on top and forms a like a cover over the wound, but it's not attached to the body. So while a scab would be butar, scratching off the dandruff that's attached to the scalp would be asur, and for that matter, removing all sorts of warts in any manner would be asur as well.